Now that we've defined a vision, we're going to be interested in one of the artifacts, which is called the product backlog. The product backlog is one of the main tasks of the product owner. What does that mean? It means it's one of the elements that he will have to build. It's his task, it's his purpose, that is his goal. Through this artifact, this tool, this product backlog, we'll be able to understand what is the purpose of the project, what are the needs of the stakeholders, everyone, especially customers, to be more precise, but also how he cuts out those needs, because usually there are several of them, several of those needs. So in order to properly manage the creation of value everyone expects through all developments, which will be carried out later by the development team, the product backlog will allow us to overview all the work which will be needed. Basically, if you remember that the main purpose of the product owner is to manage added value to the product and to optimize it, the production of value is only able if the product owner has a well-managed product backlog. The product backlog has to be complete, regularly updated, and items prioritized. Only like that, the project can lead to a great product. Only like that, the product owner can manage the project and achieve his mission, which is to bring value. In fact, what is this product backlog? A product backlog is simply a prioritized list of business needs. It's also called, in the jargon of Scrum, user stories or epics. The goal is to develop and improve a product, a service, again and again, until it is fit for the consumer and for launch.